Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Since a good chef never travels far from the roots, it's natural that our own chef Jerry Pellegrino should have an affinity for Sicilian cuisine. And Jerry, what I would like to know is how different is the cooking in Sicily from the mainland?
Yeah, well, obviously it's very different. I mean, Sicilians don't even consider themselves Italian.
Ooh, okay.
So there's a lot of different influences. I mean, certainly Italy is a big peninsula, boot, but Sicily is truly an island surrounded by three seas. You've got the Mediterranean to the west and the south. You've got the Ionian to the east, the Tyrrhenian to the north. So seafood abounds. I mean, there's more seafood than you can even fathom. As a matter of fact, the east coast city of Catania, every day in the morning, La Pescaria is set up, this huge fish market.
Oh, man.
Right around the church. I mean, of course, except for Sunday. There's no fish store then. But the diversity of fish is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many different things. Of course, we also see some really interesting sort of influences from northern Africa and other countries close to Sicily. So you'll see in Sicilian cooking raisins, pine nuts, almonds, lots of olives, capers, and of course, citrus. Besides seafood, lemons, especially the blood orange, those types of things dominate the cuisine down there, and they're in almost every seafood dish there is.
What are some of your favorites?
So Italians love involtini, which is basically sort of anything rolled up.
Okay.
a dish that my mother always made was swordfish involtini. So it's thinly pound swordfish loin.
Mm-hmm.
And then the stuffing is capers, pine nuts, lemon zest, parsley, currants. And you sort of mix all this up, roll these guys, just like you would a brajole or any sort of rolled dish.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing Sicilians love is a little bit of crispy breadcrumbs on a lot of things. And so we roll these guys in breadcrumbs and then pan fry them.
Nice.
And then they're just served with a fresh squeeze of lemon over top.
And a really good white wine to go
with. Yes, some great sardine. So the other thing that's fun is pasta. Well, Sicilians don't eat a ton of pasta, but when they do, it's usually something long like spaghetti or bucatini. And they'll do a great dish with sardines and anchovies. And it's a very simple sauce. Again, you'll see things like almonds show up, some capers, those types of things. It's lemon-based with olive oil, garlic, those things added. But again, at the end, they mix breadcrumbs with sugar, about, you know, like just maybe a tablespoon of sugar in a cup of breadcrumbs.
Right.
And toss the pasta just at the end in these breadcrumbs to give it not just that simple, lovely, soft pasta taste, but this crunch when you're eating pasta.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It's a lot of fun.
And that bread's going to absorb all those good juices.
Yes, it's really nice. And then this lovely thing that they always make that's a great condiment if you're grilling fish at home or, you know, if you're not even worried about Sicilian, it's really this combination of blood oranges or oranges, fresh red onion, fennel, mint, and cured olives with crushed pepper. And you make these into like a compote and can put it on almost anything.
Oh, that sounds really good. Let's put some of these recipes
We'll
on
throw
the
them
website
up there,
and people can go look them up. All they have to do is go to WYPR.org, look for Radio Kitchen, and we have a ton of recipes.
There's
lots of stuff. This is
16 years worth.
That's right. Enjoy it. Thanks a lot, Jerry. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.